Hare Krishna, the question is, should we serve more advanced devotees or the devotees who are helping us the most in our Krishna consciousness? Answer, according to Naradi Sarkar, an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, one should serve and follow one's own Gurujan first. By Gurujan, I mean Diksha and Siksha Guru both. By mentioning Siksha Guru, I mean those who help us most prominently in our bhakti. So he gives an analogy of relation between son and father. He says that everyone has their own father. Some father may be more rich and some may be less rich. But for a son, his father is the best father. That's why he also mentions that special respect should be given to one's own Gurujan. That means one should ultimately follow one's own Gurujan. And even if we hear from other advanced Vaishnavas, still we should go to our Gurujan and disclose to them what we have heard. And only by their permission we may execute what we hear from the advanced Vaishnavas. Otherwise, we give them respect, but we aren't obliged to follow them. Now, obviously, it's assumed that our Gurujan, just like our father, are non-envious of other devotees and always advise us that which is best for our progress in bhakti, and they are in good standing in devotion. Narayana Sarkar also mentions that one should offer more worship to the more advanced Vaishnava in terms of quantity, but with regards to following and serving, one should serve one's own Gurujan first. Meaning, we must not serve other advanced Vaishnavas at the cost and sacrifice of serving our own Gurujan. It's quite logical and natural to understand this. Let's say, for example, that you come across more advanced Vaishnava than your own Gurujan at some point of time in your spiritual life. So you might leave the service of your own Gurujan and start rendering service to this advanced Vaishnava. However, after some time, you may meet or come across another more advanced Vaishnava than the former Vaishnava. So does it mean you will go to him and you will leave the former Vaishnava? This way, the cycle will keep repeating and you will end up satisfying none of them. So the process is, initially we explore different Vaishnavas, hear from them, but after some time, finally we stick to those who inspire us the most in our Krishna consciousness. Moreover, they should be able to guide and give us time. Otherwise, we will be bereft of personal guide or mentor who knows us well and can guide us in most suitable and practical way, keeping in mind time, place, and circumstances. ISKCON is a preaching mission, so it's obvious many devotees, when they take preaching responsibilities, will lack time to guide more devotees. And hence, we require more and more devotees who can guide and train others. And this would definitely mean that most of the devotees would be Madhyama Adhikaris. But in ISKCON, since we follow Srila Prabhupada, who is Uttama Adhikari, and since every one in ISKCON represents Srila Prabhupada, we are delivering the instructions of the Uttama. So we are delivering Uttama instructions. So in one sense, we are all receiving Uttama instructions. Now, if our Gurujan wants us to serve more advanced Vaishnavas than them, or if they direct us to advanced Vaishnava for a specific purpose or for a specific service, then it's a different thing and we should do it. At the same time, if we get opportunity to serve advanced Vaishnava without causing a conflict in our own service to our Gurujan, or if we want to establish a siksha relationship with the advanced Vaishnava on a long-term basis because of genuinely being inspired by them, then also it is fine. But ideally, it's always best to choose our Gurujan after prolonged hearing from Vaishnavas, and then finally choosing some of them as Guru based on who inspires us the most through their siksha. This decision should be taken with maturity and conviction rather than with some false motives and sentiments. That's why Srila Prabhupada says that generally the siksha guru from whom one learns the most regularly and significantly should naturally become one's diksha guru later. However, many devotees take diksha due to some other reasons and hence don't feel connection to their guru after some time. That's why the best connection with a guru is through his siksha and not any other consideration. So one must be careful and patient in choosing one's Gurujan, and once decided, one should serve and follow them with the utmost priority. So yes, the Vaishnavas who help us the most in our Krishna consciousness are the ones to be served first, and we are obliged to them. To the degree they help us in our Krishna consciousness. Thank you, Hare Krishna.